This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're talking about a friend group. Have you ever heard of the Friend Support Organization? I had never heard of it, but maybe you have. If you haven't, you're just like me. And we're going to find out more about what Friend Support is all about. And one of our guests this morning, visiting with us, who's a volunteer, by the way, from Friend Support, and I guess most of the people who are involved are volunteers, Kim Joyner. Hey, Kim, how are you today?
Doing well, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
You brought a friend with you.
Jenna Willis.
Hey, Jenna, how
Hi.
Are you today?
Good, nice to be here.
Now, tell us, there may be one or two people, and I was one of those till you brought some things by the station. I had never heard of Friend Support. What is that?
Well, Friend Support's an organization that was started a group of us girls got together when a friend of ours was fighting breast cancer, and she was having some financial difficulty with all the medical treatment and financial stress, and we got a group together and earned some money for her, and we just got such overwhelming support from our community that we decided to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. So this has continued now for how long?
This is our third year.
Right. This is our third annual golf tournament coming up.
So, Jenna, what got you involved in it?
Well, I was there in the beginning with Kim, and she and I had this mutual friend, as she said, who is suffering from breast cancer. Well, actually, she had recovered from breast cancer, and we had a party for her to celebrate. We were so happy. 8 weeks later, we found out she had brain cancer. Mm-hmm. So we were all pretty devastated and didn't really know what to do, you know. So we thought, well, the least thing we could do was raise money for them because they had so many medical expenses. And like she said, out of that, we just had so much community support that we thought, gosh, this is something that's a need in the community. And so we formed an official 501c3 Friend Support, and we've taken it from there. We've had numerous fundraisers and just continuing to raise money for families.
Now, if somebody's listening right now and they find themselves in the situation that you're describing with extreme medical bills, what do they need to do?
Well, it's real simple. They just go to the website, which is www.friendsupport.org, and there's an application online that they'll just need to complete and send it in. And then we have, a review process that we go through. The board of directors does that, and then we award funds based on, you know, the different applications and the availability of funds at the mm-hmm. time.
Now, you have a big golf tournament coming up. When is that? Where is it? How do people get involved?
Well, it is April the 21st at Indian Hills Golf Course, and we've got a kickoff party the night before, Friday night, and that's when we'll do our silent auction and have some prizes and things like that. So we're encouraging people to come to both. We do still have room for golfers. We'd love to have some more golfers sign up, and also some more sponsors. We need a few more sponsors as well.
Sounds like a winning situation for everybody, and everybody involved is going to enjoy it, have a lot of fun. So helping others while you're having fun, not a bad deal.
Right.
And they can do all of this by going to the website.
Yes, there's also the registration form on the website. They can even pay on the website, too, if they want to go ahead and get signed up.
Mm-hmm. Friendsupport.org.
Yes.
Kim, tell us, over the years, and you've had 3 years now, both of you have been in the organization since it was born, what are some of the comments people have had? They've come to you with problems. They just have been beside themselves, I'm sure. I mean, if you have... What kind of medical bills are we talking about?
Oh, they're astronomical medical bills. And while we may not be able to pay them all, just giving them some relief and some emotional support with the group certainly gives their family just some relief from all the stresses. I mean, one of the gentlemen we helped, he couldn't make his rent payment anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because he had, I guess we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical
bills.
Yes,
absolutely. And that particular individual, I mean, there's been several, but he didn't have insurance and, you know, just couldn't keep the lights on, you know, didn't have a job, didn't have transportation. So we were able to help him in some way, you know, get by.
That's a real friend. I mean, that's what it's all about. Help somebody when they're down and out, and they have no clue what to do next. I guess it gets to a point, and there may be somebody listening right now who is at that point. And in a few minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines, so be thinking about what you would like to ask. But you may be at that point where you don't know what to do next. And you were saying mental support, too, as well as helping. There's only so much financial help you can give, but that mental support is so much, that's more important almost than the money, I would think.
Right. Some of our recipients have had children. Well, we've supported them with childcare, mowed their lawn, or had their lawn mowed, just all-around support for people that need it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have support groups where people can come? I found that when people have problems, if they discover they're not the only ones, they find that even though the diseases may be different, the problems are similar, and ways to handle them are similar. Mm-hmm. Do you have support group meetings where the folks get together?
We don't really have a organized, I guess, group right now, but that's a great idea. Okay. We could. I mean, we've kind of, you know, kept in communication with all the families that we've helped, mm-hmm. and we feel like, I mean, I have numerous people that call me, you know, to check in and that kind of thing. But, you know, that would certainly be a good thing to do going forward, yeah.
You may be doing it without even realizing it, because all of you who are involved have seen what other people have gone through, and I'm sure you share with mm-hmm. with the people you're talking to. Well, I've seen another person who went through a similar situation. They made it. Here's what they did.
Right. As a matter of fact, the lady that we initially did the first fundraiser for, she was really not expected to live, but by the grace of God, she's alive, and we're not going to give up on her, and we haven't yet, and she serves as a volunteer on the board now and a spokesperson, and she goes and talks to other groups and just gives a lot of support to people. She's an amazing woman.
Boy, I tell you, someone like that speaking on your behalf, you can't beat that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have been there, they've done it, they've seen the difference that friendships mm-hmm. can make. If you're down and out, and I've seen some people, and I know you've seen them too, who have a dread disease, whatever it might be. Some people really get down and out, don't know what to do. They don't know that many people. Maybe they just moved here. And you see somebody else who may be in a similar situation, and they don't know many people either, but their attitude is a ray of sunshine. You can't slow that person down. And they just keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. We need to somehow bottle that enthusiasm and spread it around.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, as a friend, you know, if you're a family member of someone who's suffering, you know, you're so wrapped up in the doctor visits and the hospital stays and the, you know, just the day-to-day kind of thing. I think it's good if you can have sort of an outside source, like a friend or a group of friends that can really rally around you and be there for you to do the things that your immediate family members can't do. And that was what we started for Tracy, I think, in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So that was how it all got started. Mm-hmm. How many people have you helped so far? I don't mean in huge ways, but just had an impact on their lives. Has it been quite a few?
Yes, we've been able to help quite a few families. Most of the people we've helped to date have been suffering from cancer, but we're certainly not limited to that illness. We've also helped some families of children who have now passed with some expenses, and we also have our college scholarship applications that we're getting ready to award, which we're very excited about. This was one of the things that we felt passionate about was, you know, setting up a scholarship for students whose families had these medical expenses, and thus that would you know, hinder them going to college or some way maybe even prevent them. Mm-hmm. And so we've gotten some applications in. We're very excited that at the golf tournament on the kickoff party, April 20th, we're going to announce the winners and present them with their scholarship checks. So we're very excited about that. We have two ladies that we're going to be presenting those to. So that makes us very happy to be able to do that.
That is so exciting to see all of this coming together. When you got this started 3 years ago, did you have any dream at all as to what would happen?
No. Really didn't. We really didn't. But we're pleased with what we've done so far, and we just have goals, and we just want to help more people. So.
It's just amazing the spirit of people. You know, when we first did this, very first golf tournament, it was freezing that day. Freezing. But these golfers showed up, all these people showed up, and they were just, they wanted to be there to support the family, and it was just amazing, just the support. And we thought, gosh, this is something we really need to develop. You know, this is something that could be really great for the community, and not only for the community, but nationally. We even have an application right now from a family in California.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did they find out about you?
Just word of mouth.
Yeah,
we're, you know, since we are now an official 501c3, we're nationally organized, and they just word of mouth found out about us.
So you started right here in Murfreesboro, mm-hmm. and you're about to branch out that helping hand across the states. Mm-hmm. That is exciting to hear. Now, this is the golf tournament. If you just tuned in, the third annual Friends Support Golf Tournament is Saturday, April 21st. What does it cost to put in a golf team?
Well, a golf team is $400. That's for the whole team, and that includes a lot. You get two meals. You get a meal at the kickoff party on Friday night, and that's sponsored by Camino Real. So if you like great Mexican food, you can eat that. And then Jersey Mike's is going to do the food for the dinner after the tournament on Saturday. They also get, you know, all their fees, range balls, a player gift bag, just lots of stuff that goes along with that.
Okay, how many people are in your teams?
Any three or four is fine, up to four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and the big day, the golf tournament day, is April the 21st, which is a Saturday.
Yes.
Is it a shotgun start? How is it?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll start registration around 11 or 11:30, and they shotgun scramble begins at 1.
Okay. And I understand you mentioned a big party the day before for mm-hmm. everybody involved.
Yes, we are having a silent auction and a kickoff party Friday night, and we've got a great band that's going to be playing, great food, just lots of fun. You know, it's just a fundraiser. If someone wants to just attend the party, they can buy a ticket to the party. That's $35. But if they're playing golf, they're free. They get in free.
Okay.
So, so that will be another fun event for us, and again, another fundraiser.
And, of course, when you get your tickets for the dinner or for being in the golf tournament, you are helping people with needs. That's what it's all about. 893-1450 is our phone number. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back, and when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. Have you ever needed help with anything? You know, we're not alone. Call us, 893-1450. Maybe you have been helped with this friend support group, 893-1450. Perhaps you are at a point in life right now that you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow, or maybe even today. Call us, 893-1450. We'll be right back.
WGNS Murfreesboro listens to you, and that's why your opinion counts.
Look, we gotta have serious talk.
Hey, we care.
I just want to apologize.
Well, the results are in. The Ford Explorer and the Ford Fusion are the most dependable cars on the market. That according to J.D. Power and Associates. Right now you can buy the Ford Explorer and the Ford Fusion at Ford of Murfreesboro. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro today and drive one. They're at 1550 Northwest Broad Street. That's the intersection of Broad and Northfield. FordofMurfreesboro.com. Try the Ford Fusion and the Ford Explorer today.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth, but at Play It Again Sports prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Wrapping up our traffic reports for this morning, Old Fort Parkway at North Thompson Lane and also the 3300 block of Memorial Boulevard. That accident should be in the clearing stages also by now. We've got Broad at Church, also I-24 at 231, I-24 at 96, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, with still lots of congestion for our Friday morning commuters. Heads Up Hair Salon is Nashville's original walk-in salon, family-oriented for over 30 years. They're open early and late in 9 different Middle Tennessee locations. Log on to HeadsUpHaircuttingSalon.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We will start to see plenty of sunshine as we head through the afternoon hours, highs in the mid-60s, and we'll have a wind out of the north-northeast, at times gusting as high as 20. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Bellever. Currently 46.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM FM is everywhere you need us to be.
Maybe that's the way you feel right now. You're in over your head. Well, Friend Support can help you. Let's go to the phones. 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
We still kicking, Bart.
Well, that's good.
This is one of the wheels and the hub around still, so that sounds good about what they're going to do. But they're talking about computers, but I know 50 people here in Murfreesboro can't even work a computer. They don't know how. I don't know how. I've been trying, but, you know.
What?
Of course, I mowed 2 yards yesterday. I was mowing 5 before I had my stroke last year. But now I'm mowing 9 and 2 more VA persons that can't get around like I do. I start up my push mower, and I'm mowing with my hub around.
So you're just being a good neighbor yourself.
Well, I got chores to do.
Well, that's good.
They put me on earth to do the chores, so I'm going to do it.
Well, I tell you,
so they give a phone number out or something besides computer stuff, because there's thousands and hundreds of thousands of people in the United States still can't work on computers.
Okay. Thank you for calling, and thank you for letting us know that, too. And keep on helping others. That's what it's all about.
Well, I am, too. He pushes that button, tell him it's time to go back.
All righty. Well, I hope that doesn't happen anytime soon. Thank
well,
you for calling.
He's boss.
You're right. You're ready when he is. What about that? How can they get in touch with you without the computer?
There is a phone number they can call, and we will be happy to mail them an application. It's 615-274-6178.
Okay, let me get that once again.
615-274-6178.
All righty. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there.
Good.
Hi.
This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Jenna. Hey, Kim.
Hey,
hi.
Tracy.
This is the lady that we were referring to.
Our first recipient.
Our first recipient, yes.
Oh, the little Miss Sunshine.
Yes absolutely.
I'm the spark.
Tracy, tell us about what this organization has done for you and also how it has encouraged you to help others.
Well, I'm a patient of Vanderbilt, but insurance doesn't cover anything else besides, you know, medical stuff, and I wanted to do other things besides just medicine and chemo, because I was in stage 3 at the time, and So doing the naturalistic way is very, very expensive, and to get, you know, organic vegetables, and I did a lot of juicing and a lot of naturalistic medications, like herbs, and it's insurance doesn't cover it. So my girlfriend's in friend support, well, we weren't friend support then, but they put together a golf tournament and raised money so I could have those options. And I'm here today cancer-free, and I believe that is a big part of it. And I'm just honored to be a part of the board, and to, you know, God gave me a second chance, and so I want to help others. So I'm proud to be, you know, a survivor, and to be a part of this nonprofit so it can help others like they helped me.
Tracy, let me ask you this. I have a feeling there may be someone this morning who's listening to this broadcast mm-hmm. who has just discovered that they are in the same boat that you were in, that you're not in any longer, but when they just got the word, they don't know what to do next. They think their world is coming to an end. They're throwing up their hands. They don't know what the next step should be. What recommendation? What you've been there. What would you suggest?
Especially with an illness, you can't do it on your own. It just, you know, a lot of people just, they're sick and they just want to do it on their own, but you need support, not just financially, but, you know, you just need to know, you know, you just need that support and have others help you, because you can't do it on your own.
So you need friends.
Yes.
And that's what this is. Even if you're new to town and don't know anybody, friend support will be your best friend.
That's right.
Very good. Tracy, thank you for sharing your story this morning with us.
Right. Well, thank you.
Is there any final thought you'd like to share, any word of encouragement with somebody who is throwing up their hands in frustration right now?
Go to our website and apply, because we want to help.
Very good. Tracy, thanks again.
Thank you.
Friendship support, or rather friendsupport.org. And if they don't have a computer?
They can call 615-274-6178. They can ask for me if they like Jenna Willis. I'm usually there. And also, I was going to say, you know, we're further developing the website, too, so that as funds permit, we can put more resources on the website. And we do have a list that we've started of different other websites that provide resources. So, you know, we're trying to build that list as well. But there's a few things there. There's some different support groups and things like that if people are looking for resources.
Very good. So it's a place not only where people can sign up, but it's a place that gives you other places for information.
Yes.
And that's so important. Mm-hmm. There are other groups out there who can help, and you're wanting to link them up with everybody who can help you.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
The more the merrier in this case.
Yes.
893-1450. Perhaps you yourself have been down this road that we're talking about this morning. And if you call in, maybe you can share with somebody else who is just starting that journey what they need to do next. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. A good place to start is that website, friendsupport.org. If you don't have any illnesses or any problems, the thing for you to do is to help be a support member of the team. And you can be a member of the team by being in that third annual golf tournament. If you don't play golf, you probably eat, just a wild guess. and you're having a party the night before, which is April 20th, and that's at the Indian Hills Golf Club, the clubhouse.
Yes.
And you have music and the whole
we
bit.
We do. We have a great band that's going to play, and lots of good food and some great silent auction items, some really exciting things.
Okay, and that's coming up on April the 20th, Friday night, April 20th, at Indian Hills Golf Club. And they can get tickets by going to the website or calling that number, too.
They sure can, either way. And one thing I was going to say, you know, these fundraisers that we are doing, we're trying to do a fundraiser quarterly. The fundraisers that we are doing is really the direct funding of these different applicants, you know, that we get in. So this is a fundraiser. This is how we're able to raise the funds right now. We do have some people who've just given donations, which are certainly welcome, but the fundraisers are really a big part of it. So if we can get more people participating, that would be great.
Very good. So be a part of that, and you'll be helping other folks, and it'll be good for you too. Our good morning time is right now 8:35. Our temperature is 46 degrees on the historic square. Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Do you need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees, but you really can't reach the top with your sprayer? Bonide has the answer. The annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control kills trees and shrubs, damaging those insects, and it kills them from the inside out. One easy application kills most insects, including the leaf miners and borers. An early spring application prevents insect infestations for up to a full year. No spraying, no ladders, no mess. Just mix as directed using a bucket or a watering can and pour at the base of the tree or shrub. The systemic insecticide is absorbed through the roots and it travels throughout the entire plant. It will not wash off. Where do you get it? Well, it's easy. Two places here in town. The Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church over at the Co-op. And the other one is Martin's Home and Garden. They're on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden or the Co-op. Go in and ask them for some Bonide, the annual tree and shrub insect control. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Kim Joyner and Jenna Willis, they're with us today, talking about the third annual golf tournament for friendsupport.org. Check it out on your website while we're talking this morning, friendsupport.org. And you've both been in this organization since the first day. You were two of the founding members. What are some of the things, and let's look at both of your answers on this. Kim, share with us, as you look back over the past 3 years, is there any one thing that just stands out in your mind? I am so glad that I got involved in this and helped get it off the ground, because maybe there was one event, one comment that a person had that changed your life.
Well, I just think Tracy, the girl that just called, seeing her so ill and in such need, and just being able to support her and her family and her child, and just see her get better was just unbelievable. And I just feel like we're so blessed that she turned the corner and started getting better, and she's been with us, and now she's helping us. I just think that's a full circle from being so ill and then being able to volunteer and help us raise money for other recipients. It's just fantastic.
That's what it's all about. Jenna, what about you?
Well, gosh, there's been numerous cases. I receive a lot of phone calls from different people, you know, with things going on. And, you know, one thing that just stands out for me is we were at a benefit for a little girl who passed, and we were there to lend support and, you know, just serve food and that kind of thing. And so just being there and supporting that family was just really emotional and felt good to be able to, you know, contribute in a small way. And then we also had at that same event a gentleman that we had, you know, were giving some assistance to. And I just remember him, you know, looking at me and saying, God bless you. And that just really touched my heart. And unfortunately, he did pass not too long after that. And so I probably won't ever forget that, you know. His wife now volunteers for us, which is wonderful. And so, you know, I've made some friends out of this, too, some new friends.
And those friends are joining in and helping, and your ranks are growing. Mm-hmm. And if you have just tuned in, this started out right here in Rutherford County, and now you've had a request from California.
Yes.
And so this will be your first, I mean, you're not just going to the next state, you're going all the way to the West Coast.
Yeah.
and then the next day, Alaska, maybe.
We have big goals.
right. No place is far away.
Well, you know, that really is true.
Yeah.
The hand that's helping other people, it's never too far to reach. to help somebody.
That's right.
893-1450 is our phone number. We're talking this morning about friend support. And obviously you can help only so many people, but you're not helping them all in giant ways, but you're helping them in ways that they need. Mm-hmm. You mentioned some people just need their yards mowed. Maybe the catastrophic medical bills and everything are just taking their minds away from the everyday chores. And maybe they have children and they don't have a way to get the kids to school in the morning. You're helping with little things as well as the big things in life.
Right. We're helping wherever we can, wherever the needs may get or arise. We're just trying to help out where we can.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I just want to say I think it's wonderful what you're all doing, and God bless you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. 893-1450 is our phone number, 893-1450. You're hearing so much, and Jenna, you said this just a moment ago, how much it means for people to say thank you, and you know then that what you're doing, and it's a lot of work, you're taking away time from your family to help other people, it's rewarding to know that it is appreciated.
Right, yeah, it really is. It's heartbreaking, but it, you know, to see people suffering, but to know that you've helped them in a small way is, it just means a lot.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Kim and Jenna. How are you today?
Great, great, great. I like to say to the callers that I am really appreciative of what they are doing, because I know it is helpful, because I myself is going through what have happened to me lately. And I am here to say that it's really nice that what you all are doing. And just keep up the good work. This is Charlie Luster Swaver, and I just like to say it is really good, because I know how people have been here for me and doing things. And I am really appreciative, and it's helping me to get through.
Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you
have a good day.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. Another ray of sunshine there this morning, and you see a lot of those, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
That has to make your whole day, your whole week, so much better than others.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
just
can help
hearing
somebody.
Those things.
Oh yeah,
it certainly motivates us to do more fundraisers and try to reach out to the community to get more volunteers and more to raise more funds, because that just allows us to help more individuals and families and do more things for people.
893-1450 is our phone number if you have a story you'd like to share with us this morning. 893-1450, or maybe you are the encouraging voice that's needed. We don't know what's running through these two young ladies' minds right now, but maybe they need a word of encouragement too. 893-1450, everybody needs a word of encouragement once in a while. It never hurts. 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather. That could be encouraging, too. We'll find out. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll take some more calls. 893-1450. Today, we're talking about friend support. Started right here in Rutherford County. This is the third year, and they're reaching out and helping people who have giant bills, medical bills. They're facing all sorts of problems. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
The Action Line, weekday mornings at 8:10, and Rutherford Issues afternoons at 3 on WGNS, Murfreesboro, AM 1450, FM 100.5, and 101.9.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Now friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We will start to see plenty of sunshine as we head through the afternoon hours, highs in the mid-60s, and we'll have a wind out of the north-northeast, at times gusting as high as 20. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, 46.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Till the nurse with a smile stands at the door and says, will you please come with me? Sarah Beth is scared to death, 'cause the doctor just told her the news. Between the red cells and white, something's not right, but we're gonna take care of you. Six chances and ten, it won't come back again. With the therapy we're gonna try, it's just been approved, it's the strongest there is, and I think we caught it in time.
You probably hear that a lot. You probably walk along holding people's hands who are hearing that a lot. And sometimes the end is good. You've mentioned sometimes it's not. That's hard to do because you've developed friendships there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is hard. Mm-hmm. It is hard because you really get to know these people, and you know sometimes it's not the will. So
sometimes it's, you know, it's too late. They're close to passing, and that's difficult. It is difficult.
But you're there to help, yeah, not only them, but their family.
Yes,
and let them have some good, positive memories. Mm-hmm. That's so important. The memories are so... Sometimes you can't change things, but you can help people make it through situations.
Right.
Do you think that that's one of the main things that you do, not just helping people, but helping them through potentially one of the dark moments in their lives?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was, you know, our goal in the beginning, because... You know, I remember just feeling so completely helpless when we learned about Tracy, when her cancer had returned. And, you know, as a friend, it's, you know, you don't always think about how it affects the friends around you, too. You know, the people, not only your family, but who you're close to. And, I mean, I remember just being really upset for weeks and weeks and weeks and feeling like, you know, what do we do? You know, so this really gave us a purpose and really helped us rallied behind her, and I think it was good for her, good for us, you know, and it just grew into something that, you know, we want to continue to do for others.
It gives you strength almost.
Absolutely.
And that is what probably has enabled you to go now for 3 years. Each time you reach a mountain and you get a little more strength and you go up a little higher, and now you're getting ready to reach all the way across to the West Coast.
Right, right.
You probably never even dreamed of that in the beginning.
Really.
No, absolutely. But it's a blessing.
Yeah. I mean, we're thrilled, you know. So, but we certainly can use, you know, any support for the organization, because we, you know, we all work and we do this in our spare time. And I did want to mention, just so people are not confused if they call the office, that's actually my office, which also serves as the friend support office. So I didn't want them to be confused if they call there. It is the same number, just because we felt like that would be, you know, obviously we didn't have the funds for an office for friend support. So I took it in. So we answer the phone for that group as well, and it's 274-6178.
Very good. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Hello there. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you have a thought you'd like to share?
Yes, I do. I know this group of women, and they are fantastic, and they have helped so many people, and they've done so much good for others. Just, I hope everyone will call in and donate some money for them.
Very good. That is, let me ask you this. What would you share? What would you like to say to somebody who is facing a mountain that they don't want to climb right now, and this is, they think, their darkest hour? What kind of encouragement would you give?
I would tell them about our Heavenly Father that's there to help them, and He has provided a group of wonderful people that have gone out of their way to show love and support and financial and just kindred heart, and that just not to give up. I have lost friends to this cancer, and I also have people that have survived. And so just keep your chin up. There's always somebody with a worse problem than you.
Very good. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. 893-1450. Do you have a word of encouragement you'd like to make this morning? 893-1450. We don't know what you're going to say. You may not know what you're going to say, but it could be the very word that somebody listening is needing to hear this morning. So don't hold back. 893-1450. What encouragement do you have for somebody who is facing basically the unknown? And I guess that old thing about the fear of the unknown, that's the worst fear. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. You have what can be described as ultimately a fatal disease. And you have a family. You're scared yourself. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. What would you say to somebody like that? And the two of you started with a friend to help them make it through, and now you've reached out and multiplied, and you keep saying this to new people. Do you find that what you're saying is different each time, or is there a pattern? Have you learned sort of through the journeys of other people? Have you learned what people need to be thinking about to get their lives in order? I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah. We just, you know, in each case, you know, we just try to get to know them and find out, you know, what are their immediate concerns, you know, especially, you know, on our application, we even have a place that says, what are your immediate concerns? And then, you know, we just try to do the best we can to support them in the way that we think will most benefit them, you know, financially, and then just providing them other resources and, you know, maybe referring them somewhere else. Like I know Mid-Cumberland offers a van service, and we've referred some people there, and, you know, just trying to be there for those families as best we can. You know, obviously, we're still growing ourselves, so, you know, we need support ourselves in getting this group off the ground and being able to help more people with not only, you know, volunteers and things like that, but I think that the biggest thing you can do as a friend or family member is just be there to listen, be there to find out what their immediate needs are, and just do whatever you can for them to make it easier. Just listen to what they need.
You know, you mentioned something there about connecting them with Mid-Cumberland for the van service. That's something we hadn't even thought about. I mean, there are so many things. Sometimes people, through the illnesses, can't drive, and they need to go to the doctor, so they need to get out probably more than ever before. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Kim and Jenna. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Well, that's good. I would like to give a little bit of encouragement.
Can you talk just a little bit louder?
I would just like to give a little encouragement to the ladies that are doing this. It is beautiful, and they have a heart that big as all outdoors. Because I have been real, real sick myself and have always done for other people. And sometimes I would lay and I would say, Lord, all of those people that I have done for and I have hoped, where are they now when I'm down? But God always got somebody would come by. And so I would like to say, you all keep on keeping on. Because I just lost a first cousin with cancer. And I also had cancer. But I am a 25-year survivor.
All right.
Oh, fantastic.
And I give God all the praise. Because somebody had to pray for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I believe in going and see about not only the people with cancer, but the one in nursing homes. Because sometimes some of the family don't go to them,
mm-hmm.
because we can never tell when even handing them a drink of water. You know, give me a drink of water. Who is there to give me a drink of water? We are to be there to help those that can't help themselves. Because, you know, we can't just depend on everybody. We depend and put our trust in God. And whatever God give you to do, then you do that regardless, and you would get your reward in the end. Have you ever thought about when you step out to help someone, should we do this or should we do? You do what God tell you to do, regardless to what people say or how they say it, because there is a lot of people out there that need help and that need somebody, and I am one that really believe in helping and giving.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that.
And just trust in the Lord, and He will see you through.
Very definitely. Thank you for calling. I think we all needed that message
this morning.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Thank you for calling. Good morning. You're on let me try this again. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Morning, Bart.
Good morning.
Hey, I know your time's short, Cliff Sharp Greenhouse Ministries. You know, one of the reasons I really like WGNS, you know, you're always bringing people. I was a little bit familiar with the group this morning, but I learned so much more. And great to know that there's another resource in town that that we can help. You know, that's one of the main things we do is just keep in touch with all the resources. But you know, I'm really impressed and know the need. And again, thank you for what you're doing. And I just always give thanks for WGNS and for all the folks in the community that are willing to work together. God bless y'all, and y'all have a happy Easter.
Cliff, thanks for calling.
You too.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. This is Ross. I just wanted to call in and congratulate these ladies and the group that they do. Me and my wife have been involved with this group for a while, and it's great to really make a difference in the community locally with Friends Support.
Let me ask you, since you're involved in the group, as you look back on your time of involvement, is there any one moment that you look at and you say, that's why I am here, that's why I did this?
When we have great recovery stories from the people that we support, that's probably the biggest breakthrough moments.
Well, we thank you for calling, and thank you for giving and caring.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Kim and Jenna, we have just about a minute left in the broadcast. Is there a final thought you'd like to share with us?
Well, we just, you know, as an organization, we need to support ourselves. But this is, like the lady said before, you know, it's sometimes a little scary to even do things like this, you know, where we're just a grassroots organization trying to build from really nothing. And so, you know, we're just volunteering our time and any support that, you know, you can give the organization by attending one of our fundraisers or making a donation would just truly be beneficial.
The third annual golf tournament, Saturday, April the 21st. And then the day before that, Friday the 20th, the kickoff party there at Indian Hills in the golf clubhouse. And the website is friendsupport.org.
Yes.
And the phone number again?
615-274-6178.
Give them a call. They will help you, and you can help others.